I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Welcome to Caravan of Garbage, everybody. Guess what? We're getting the return of the Joker in the Joker movie, Joker. But did you know there was already a movie called Return of the Joker?
Yep.
Well, we're talking about it, aren't we?
Yep.
It's a Batman direct-to-video movie, animated, the year 2000. There were two prior. One was Batman Mask of the Phantasm.
Yes.
Very well regarded.
We'll probably get to that one day.
No doubt. The follow-up being Batman Sub-Zero.
Ah, Mr. Freeze.
No, where he fights Sub-Zero.
Sick.
Mortal Kombat versus DC,
I remember
baby.
Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe. I remember it.
We Caravan of Garbage that
yeah,
also,
for sure.
Didn't
but
we?
But this one, so this is the Batman Beyond Universe.
Yes.
So this is many decades in the future of the DC Universe.
Mm-hmm. Gotham has become Neo-Gotham.
Yes. Mm. It's pretty much the same, but it's neon-y.
It looks much different,
I looks a lot different.
Too many buildings.
It's supposed to be like 2039.
Yeah.
So much infrastructure.
I agree. Infrastructure? There's so much interesting infrastructure.
Yes, exactly. Precisely. So this is set in a potential future of the DC Universe where Batman decided to retire after he got a bit long in the tooth for crime fighting.
Yeah.
He thought about using a gun and just killing criminals. And he's like, well, I can't do that. I'm going to retire. But not before he designed like a super advanced Batman suit.
It can fly. I feel it's cheating.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I feel regular Batman, modern day continuity flying is cheating.
Yeah, in the future, everybody's flying.
Everybody's flying.
Everyone's flying. Everyone's a clone. Everyone's a weird cross between an animal monster.
Exactly.
Yeah,
but
you're not wrong.
Then he meets a young man named Terry McGinnis,
mm-hmm.
who basically steals the Batsuit
yes.
to avenge the death of his father.
Mm.
Or so he believes,
we'll
bit of sizzle.
That. That's right.
And then he convinces Bruce Wayne to let him continue on as
yes.
the Batman in the future. And we get Terry McGinnis kind of gets his own rogues gallery.
Yeah. A lot of them are callback villains as well.
Yeah, so we got
sometimes
the Jokers.
We'll get like, yeah, we get the Jokers,
which
the
is
gang.
A,
it's like a homage.
Mm-hmm.
We get the return of classic villains like Mr. Freeze shows up.
Yes, Ra's al Ghul
exactly.
comes back. Yeah.
Anybody who can kind of survive into the future pretty yes. much shows up in this series.
Mm-hmm.
I really like this series in general. I think it's a fun kind of future to the Batman the Animated Series universe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like all the callbacks and most of the cast returns. Like Kevin Conroy again plays Bruce Wayne.
Yep. We get the great Frank Welker as Ace the Bat-Hound.
Absolutely we do, yeah.
And the Batman Beyond suit, iconic, I think.
It's one of my favorites.
And it's surprise. Like it's surprise. Anytime they do a spin-off from an iconic character, I think the inclination is to be like, this sucks and that design sucks.
Yeah.
But it's really good.
I agree.
Holds up, I think.
It's simple and it definitely works for this kind of animation style.
I would love to see it in proper live action at some point.
Me too. Mm. Well, there's been talk of doing that at some point. There's been rumors for years. I think there was one even developed maybe in the mid-2000s, maybe.
Oh.
Maybe even before that, actually.
Well, that's ages ago.
That's ages ago. But the thing is, the series was eventually cancelled. It did kind of get a follow-up, which we'll talk about. And there are follow-up comics that continue
there
to
are,
this
that's
day.
True, yeah.
But this movie, the third movie, was actually going to originally be something called Batman Arkham, which was a third Batman the Animated Series movie, which would have followed directly on from Batman Sub-Zero and the Animated Universe. But they scrapped all that for this.
Ooh.
Yeah. So the story basically is the Joker's gang...
Yes.
Called the Jokers.
Yes.
They're not led by the Joker normally, but in this
They're led by Henry Rollins.
Are they really?
Yeah, but Henry Rollins is the voice of Bonk.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
That gang, there's a lot of nods to previous Batman Rogues Gallery people. There's the DDs, which are Harley Quinn homages, and also, spoiler alert, the granddaughters of Harley Quinn.
That's correct,
who showed
yes.
up in this. The Christopher Walken Scarecrow.
Yes, that's right.
Uh-huh. Is voiced by Michael Rosenbaum.
Lex Luthor.
Yeah, Lex Luthor, exactly. But the main crux of this story is that somebody claiming to be the Joker
yep.
has returned to Gotham,
yeah.
but he's young and he's strong and vibrant. And there's this whole ambiguity around, is this the original Joker?
Because he is dead.
Is he a clone?
For a fact.
Yeah, he's definitively dead.
Because Batman saw him die.
Yes.
And Batman cannot lie.
Yes, that's right.
It's like whichever one of the presidents that was.
None of them.
Yeah, they were all big liars.
I like the redesign of the Joker in this.
Yeah, yeah. He's
apparently it's based off Hannibal Lecter.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, he's very slick and he's very he's more physically imposing, I think.
Yes.
Because well, we'll talk about it, I guess, in spoilers. We're spoiling?
Yeah, we're spoiling the whole thing.
Oh, okay, then right. Yeah. Well, if you haven't watched Batman Beyond, The Return of the Joker, maybe watch it now.
Yep.
We'll pause for 2 minutes.
No.
We'll pause for 2 minutes in studio.
Yes.
But it'll seem instantaneous to you, the viewer.
Instant.
You can just pause, I guess.
That's right. That's how it works. But we do get flashbacks to sort out what actually happened with the Joker. He kidnapped Tim Drake Robin, brainwashed him, mind-controlled him, like broke him completely till he thought he was the son of the Joker. And then in a final...
Put him in short pants. Put him in the ultimate indignity.
Why would he do it?
Yeah.
And in a final effort to save himself, he ends up shooting the original Joker and killing him.
Mm.
The only people that know this are Bruce Wayne.
Batgirl.
Batgirl Barbara Gordon, who's now the new Commissioner Gordon. And original Commissioner Gordon, who's
you've been promoted to new Commissioner Gordon.
The little Joker boy is creepy, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, very spooky.
This whole... Batman Beyond, I think, was darker than the original Batman TV series. And I think this movie is darker still.
Well, the thing is, that series was pitched as they wanted a young Batman adventure that kids could get into.
Right, uh-huh.
And I remember listening to a podcast on it from Fat Man on Batman that Kevin Smith did with the creators. And they were looking for a way to keep the universe going, but they wanted, you know, kids superheroes, and that's how they came up with this Batman Beyond. But it's very dark, I would say, comparatively even to the previous series. But there's actually another cut of this movie, not the one we watched, which is much more toned down. Like, the way the Joker is murdered is not in it. They take out a lot of the grimmer stuff from one of the cuts of the movie. Now it doesn't, you know, being 19 years old, people don't care as much. But at the time, there was a bit of like, this is a bit much for a kid's show about teenage Batman.
For sure,
Yeah, so the idea is that the Joker, when he captured Tim Drake, he put a microchip on him, which has all the memories and the DNA.
Microchips?
Microchips and everything that is him. He was ahead of his time, Joker, in many ways, which would transform over a period of time through Tim Drake's subconscious, who'd now be 50-ish, into the Joker.
Yes.
And this personality is slowly taking over. Tim Drake is completely unaware of this.
Mm.
There's a red herring in this because there's like a CEO of the Wayne Foundation who's also voiced by Mark Hamill, who returns as the Joker.
And he looks very Joker-ish.
Looks like, so you're like, well, that's clearly the guy who's taken on the persona of the Joker.
But that's what the Joker would want you to think.
But it's actually, it is the original Joker who's returned.
Yes.
It's a copy, but it's essentially all the memories and the abilities of the original Joker.
Mm.
This microchip that he just has on the back of his neck.
Real vulnerable position.
And there's a point where he's like, do you know why I'm back? Because I've got this microchip on the back of my neck.
As
clear as day.
Yeah.
And of course that is his undoing because he electrifies it and kills this version of the Joker, which actually kills him pretty much in universe for good.
That's true.
Like, there's parallel dimensions where different versions show up and whatever, but in this main continuity, this pretty much kills that original series version
That's
of the Joker.
That's true, yeah. I really like the dynamic between Terry and Bruce and Barbara and all the supporting characters. That's the biggest letdown, I think, of this movie, is the fact that he does have the chip on the back of his...
Right.
Like, again, if you're writing this as the darker, more grim, more intelligent version of a cartoon show for kids, give us something other than, here's my vulnerable spot, it's right where you can get at it.
I mean, my understanding would probably be the Joker maybe put it on at the last minute when he was alive.
Oh, I see, right.
But you still wouldn't point that out to people, would you?
Yeah.
It's like the Dr. Octopus chip on the back of his neck situation.
It's also weird that nobody noticed it.
Yeah.
In the last 40 years.
Well, I guess it's like a mole, isn't it?
I guess it's like a mole.
Also, did that guy not have a shower for 40 years? I guess he didn't.
Guess he didn't, you know? Hey, what's this? I'm a trained medical doctor. This is kind of like a mole. I guess I'll just leave it.
Yeah.
I guess they used police psychologists and not a dermatologist.
Well, that's probably true, isn't it?
Yeah. That's how he got away with it.
The Batman suit, this new one also, which again I like, can go invisible.
Yeah.
Why don't you use it all the time? You would never not put that on,
You'd always be invisible.
Do you think, though, you'd get lazy in doing that? You'd just be worse at your job if you could. Because the original Batman didn't have invisibility cloaks.
He's just sitting on... You can't see Batman, but you know he's there because you can just hear him chomping on a cheeseburger. just sitting out in the front waiting for crime to happen. Yeah.
There's a nice little nod, or there's a lot of little nods to the original series, one being Bruce Wayne's car, the one that he fangs around in.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's returning to be CEO of Wayne Enterprises. He's like, I'm back. I may be old, but I'll bloody run this company into the ground. Don't you worry about it. I'm back.
I'll do it.
Yeah. But his car is actually an upside-down version of the Batmobile. You flip that, it's the original series Batmobile in design. It's not the actual car just grinding on its roof.
Oh, I see, right.
Through the street.
Oh, because they're flying cars in the future.
They're flying
cars.
Oh, or are they sometimes not?
Sometimes
there's a
not.
Bit where like a giant space laser is coming after the new Batmobile.
A spazer.
And it's tearing up all the road. But I don't understand why anybody's even on a road in this. Because you can
just
fly
go anywhere,
you
right?
You can fly
Should
anywhere.
Should be a real Fifth Element situation, yeah.
Yeah. I do like, though, Bruce Wayne is like, I'm retiring you, Terry McGinnis, because the Joker is back and you are not equipped to handle this and you shouldn't be doing this. Obviously, he's just doing it because he doesn't want him to get hurt like Tim Drake did. Mm-hmm. But I like the way that Terry McGinnis figures out how to beat the Joker, and that is just to berate him senselessly.
I mean, the only way to beat a comedian is a heckler.
That's right, so exactly, yeah.
That's how you do it.
And that's what he ends up doing. So, because the Joker, he's not initially fussed by this new Batman. He's like, you're not even Batman. I'm not even going to bother with any of this. But then when he's getting under his skin, because he's like, well, I have a skill that Batman doesn't. For one, I'll kick someone in the nuts or whatever.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Does he do that? Or is it a headbutt? You know, there's always a moment where he's like, you didn't expect that. You don't know everything about Batman because I'm the new Batman or whatever.
I'm nutkicker Batman. Yeah.
Also, I can go invisible and fly.
Yeah, that's right. Didn't see that coming, did you? Because I'm literally invisible.
Yeah, so I like that way that they get rid of the Joker in this universe. There's a deleted scene from this. There's storyboards exist where Bruce Wayne actually goes back to Arkham to confirm that the Joker is dead because he talks about how they buried him.
Oh, yeah, okay. So there's an exhuming scene. They dig his body up.
The thing is, when he gets there, the Joker's body, it's hanging from the ceiling with a note written on it that says, I know. So the Joker, new Joker, had exhumed the body and had it up there, be like, don't even worry about it. I'm ready for you, mate, or whatever, yeah.
Well, that's pretty grim.
Yeah, I think so too.
We're all in agreement.
Yes.
That's too grim for a kids show, and it's probably the reason they took it out.
This, though, was going to get a sequel, but the thing is, this series, it was popular with fans, and it did okay.
Yeah.
It wasn't as popular as the original series, and this movie didn't sell enough to warrant the sequel, which they were going to make.
Yeah, it's interesting, because the Mask of the Phantasm didn't do well either, and I think it could undermarketed.
Well, that was also a theatrical release, and everyone subsequently is not a theatrical release.
Yeah.
So this didn't shift enough VHS / early DVD units.
Oh, my God.
To make it.
Well, not enough alternate angles on the DVD.
You know us. Mm. That's it. So what the story of the second movie was going to be is Catwoman was going to be the leading villain.
Mm-hmm.
The original Catwoman.
Okay.
And she was going to reveal that she'd cloned Bruce Wayne to create Terry, and that was going to be the surprise, right? That was going to be the twist.
It was called Batman, I've got a surprise for you. She comes down from a rooftop on a walker.
Yeah. But this was actually rolled over into a Justice League Unlimited episode.
Yeah, I remember this one, yeah.
Yeah. So Batman Beyond was cancelled, ceased, whatever you want to call it, for this new Justice League, which was a more traditional DC animated series.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
And this particular episode is called Epilogue, and it's set 15 years after this.
Mm.
And it's a 31-year-old Terry McGinnis who tracks down Amanda Waller, and she tells him all about this project called Batman Beyond. It's actually called Project Batman Beyond.
You know, like the show you were on, she says.
Yeah.
Side note, in Australia and some other places in the world, it was called Batman of the Future.
Was it really?
Yeah, in Australia it was called Batman of the Future.
I don't even remember that.
Embarrassing. Yeah. Why would you change it?
Makes more sense to me.
It's probably, there was probably some sort of fast food restaurant in like the Northern Territory. Called Batman Beyond, and they're like, oh, well, now we're going to change it. It's a real Burger King Hungry Jack situation.
Absolutely it is. So the idea is that Amanda Waller had collected, unbeknownst to him, the DNA of Bruce Wayne and injected it into Warren McGinnis, Terry McGinnis's father, which altered him genetically to the point where basically he's shooting Bruce Wayne's sperm.
Yeah, absolutely. I was wondering how you were going to euphemize that.
I'm just going to lay it out, Mason.
Yeah.
That's the way it is.
Yeah, there we go.
He's got Batman in his balls.
And then Warren McGinnis was going to lay it out, if you get my drift.
I know what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So technically, Terry McGinnis is the son of Mary McGinnis and Bruce Wayne.
Yes, and Warren McGinnis.
No, because he's
got three parents.
Yeah, but Warren McGinnis is not a genetic match for Bruce Wayne.
I see, right, gotcha.
The other hint that he's Bruce Wayne's son is they're both redheads and Terry McGinnis has black hair, like Bruce Wayne.
Okay, right.
And then the idea was
And so instead of him just being a frail ginge who can't go outside.
He's great at karate.
I mean, that would explain why he's a creature of the night, because he just can't go out in the daytime.
Yeah, you're probably right. So Amanda Waller then hires the original Phantasm from Mask of the Phantasm to kill Terry McGinnis's parents when he's eight.
To replicate the death of Bruce Wayne's parents.
Exactly.
Yes.
But then is like, maybe I am taking this too far.
Yeah.
But then by coincidence, Terry McGinnis loses his father anyway. Mm. Not
in
his
a shopping centre.
In a shopping centre, that's right. Yeah. Never recovered.
Mm-hmm.
And then he ends up, by coincidence, meeting Bruce Wayne. Or you could call it destiny, Mason.
I'm going to call it destiny.
You're going to call it destiny?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And becoming the Batman regardless.
Mm.
And
that's of the future.
Of the future.
Or as we call it now, he would say.
That's right, yeah. So yeah, that's Batman Return of the Joker and its subsequent sequels. There's still comics, like I said, that are continuing this universe.
Yeah, and he's sort of been... He's another character. Terry McGinnis is another character who has been integrated into the DC universe as a whole.
Yeah,
he's
from the animated series.
To,
it's him.
To comic books.
It's him, it's Harley Quinn. It's a good version of Mr. Freeze.
Yeah, also that's true, yeah. His origin is slightly different, I think, but, you know...
More
the suit's the same, and that's the important thing.
In some of the Arkham games as well, it's a skin. You can get the
That's
suit.
True, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't believe it does any of the Batman
it
Beyond
does not.
Stuff, though.
Correct, yes.
Which is like, what's even the point then of
exactly.
this?
Exactly. If you can't just put on the jet boots and fly over every obstacle in the game.
Whilst you're invisible.
That's correct, yes.
Yeah. All in all, though, I would say this is worth checking out.
I think so, too.
Especially if you're a fan of the original series. I don't think I like it as much as the original series, but I love that it is a continuation of the universe and all the callbacks and the returning characters and cast. It's a really clever idea for a follow-up to that series.
It is, yeah.
What do you give it out of 100,000 points? Bat points.
Oh.
Points.
I'm going to give it 85,000 points.
That's a good amount of points.
I think so too. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, again, I'm. It's losing points.
Mm.
Obviously, for the that he never turns, stays invisible. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
And he's losing points. It's losing points for the chip.
Yes,
on the very visible, vulnerable point.
Yep.
On his neck. And yeah, and it's losing points because don't give a character a million powers and then he forgets how to use them.
Obviously, it also gains points for this version's universe of Ace the Bat Hound.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who we are going to see, I believe, in the Crisis on Infinite Earths CW crossover. Yeah.
Excellent.
Kevin Conroy is going to be old Batman
so
in live action.
Yeah. Cannot wait.
I can't wait.
Is that out by the time this is?
Who knows?
Who's to say?
Mm.
Anyway, this has been Caravan of Garbage. We do this every Tuesday, but there's also videos here other days, like Sunday and Thursday. Please subscribe if you would like to see any of these every week.
Please do. And click that little bell icon. That does a thing, doesn't it?
Who's to say? We also have a podcast, though, called The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows that comes out every Monday. We do the news of the week and a topic. We're definitely doing one on that Joker movie, which will either be... I honestly have no idea.
What's it going
to
be?
I want it to be great.
What's it going
to
be?
Early buzz is excellent, perfecto. People are loving it. But some of the change to the universe people might not like at all.
The fact that it's only vaguely related to the Batman universe at all?
Exactly.
That's what I hear.
It's just basically an insane man running around with clown makeup.
Yeah.
And if you have a suggestion for a Caravan of Garbage, you want us to talk about Mask of the Phantasm, you want us to talk about Batman 89, you want us to talk about your dumb dad, we'll talk about him.
Sure, yeah. Yeah.
We'll give him a bloody rinsing, mate.
Absolutely we will. Send us a photo of your dumb dad. We'll pick apart his weaknesses. Don't even worry about it. He'll want to be able to turn invisible. I'll tell you what.
Anyway, I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies on Twitter.
I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
Shoot us a recommendation. And thanks for watching this video.
Absolutely. Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.